How's your homework coming along, Elroy?
Almost finished, Mom. Just a test on quantum algebra. I hope my homework helper got everything right. Teacher won't stand for any more malfunction excuses.
10 minutes of televiewing, and it's off to bed with you.
Huh? That's not my bedtime yet.
I know, but we're getting an early start on our Club Mellow Star mini vacation, and I want you to get plenty of rest.
Oh, boy, my favorite program, Two on a Planet.
Youch!
What are you doing, Dad?
I hit my thumb with a hammer.
Hammer?
Yeah, I found it in this old tool chest that used to belong to your great-great-grandpa. He was a carpenter.
Are you supposed to hit your thumb with it?
No. Not exactly.
I saw a picture of this once, but I don't know what it's called.
A wrench. Your great-great-grandfather used it when he built things.
And this silly-looking thing?
A pair of pliers. He needed that, too. And that silly-looking thing is a broom. He used it to sweep up dirt and stuff.
How awful. Poor great-great-grandfather had to do everything himself.
That's right, Elroy. And he also put himself to bed, just like you're going to do.
Gee whiz. Good night, Mom. Good night, Dad. Come on, Astro. Mom's being a tyrant again.
Good night, son.
What a primitive time great-great-grandfather lived in. It must have been tough on him, having to use all those primitive tools. Must have been fun, though. Good night, Astro.
Dear Elroy, always forgets to turn the lights off.
Oh, boy, 3 whole days at the Club Mellow Star.
Astro and I want to explore the great outdoors. We want to rough it like great-great-grandfather.
But, Elroy, Club Mellow Star is indoors.
Indoors, outdoors, what's the difference? The brochure says everybody will have a wonderful time.
Look, look, there it is.
Club Mellow Star, here we come.
Aha! The Jetstones.
Sun, Jetsun, just plain Jetson.
Oh, the common Earth pronunciation, I see. So you are Mr. Jetson.
Yeah, and we're all looking forward to...
Have we got a program for you? Club Mellow Star has everything for the entire family. But wait, wait! This dog is not on the program!
Program?
No, Mr. Jetson! Are you not aware of the club's rules?
Rules?
The rules are vividly precise on this matter, Mr. Jetson. No pets allowed!
But Astro's my playmate.
Astro is just as much a part of the family as I am.
You with your lowly, ordinary domestic components, you dare to talk back to your superiors. Just who do you think you are? Your domestic robot may consider that dog a member of the family, but we at Club Mellow Star do not.
Daddy, she is talking about Astro, George.
Well, if the rules say no, then...
Precisely.
But, Dad...
Inside, dog!
But Astro and I plan on having fun together.
Too bad. Here's your playmate. Your new playmate operates on voice command. Just speak clearly into this. The boy will be gone. Follow me now. We're already behind schedule. Way to go,
Arbity.
Relroy! Relroy!
Uh-oh! Astro, poor old dog. They're never gonna lock you up again. Not if I can help it. We'll run away.
Run?
That's right, Astro. We'll show them.
Apprehended!
Hurry, Astro. Run!
Elroy, Astro, what are you doing?
Run away.
We're running away.
No, Elroy, you should know better. You should stop and think this over.
Look in those rooms. Down that corridor. Get them. So, you again.
I haven't seen them.
You haven't seen who?
I haven't seen Elroy and Astro.
Look.
Right, Astro. That's our escape.
What have you done with them?
They have done it to themselves. You might as well come along. You do collect the trash, don't you?
We got away, Astro. I think. We're in Club Mellowstar anymore, Astro.
Freeze, intruders! I said freeze, trespassers!
You said intruders, and we are freezing. I'm cold.
Well, bless my batteries, non-mechanical creatures.
Who are you?
I'm Saturn Cyclops, the flashlight sentry. Lucky I spotted you. Just wait until the wrench sees you. The wicked wrench of the West doesn't allow any loose parts in the junk zone. She'll lock you up and tighten you down.
That's what we're running away from.
Loose parts! Loose parts!
Accident rollers! Don't stop till you run them down!
We're cornered. Astro, there's no way out.
This way, up here.
Who are you?
I'm Happy Jethammer. Hurry, boy.
Huh? What? Who are you?
I'm Zoom Broom. Don't be afraid. Come up here.
Stop the mighty lovelies. You, Nozzle, wash them away.
We've got to do something. That's an interesting turn of events. Oh, we're safe now.
Hey, you're old-fashioned robots, like tools from the old days.
You hit the nail on the head, son.
But unfortunately, since the old days, we've been swept under the carpet.
Nobody wants us anymore. They tossed us out like so many surplus parts.
A long time ago, when we were new, we replaced the hand tools of the past.
We were robot pioneers.
But now, we are obsolete. We've been replaced by fancier robots.
They throw us away to let us rust in peace.
Never to tighten loose bolts anymore.
Never to drive nails or build again.
Never to sweep, nor make things pretty and clean. Never, never.
I feel like crying. I feel sorry for you. All of you are so nice to me, too. Almost like people I know.
So, that's our story. We don't have a home anymore because they thought we were useless and threw us out. But we can't help wondering, why did you come here anyway?
We ran away.
Ran away? When you had a home? When you had a family to love you and take care of you?
Ran away? When you're not even useless or obsolete?
Ran away? How could you?
They didn't care about us.
So that's the point. They don't care about you.
Are you sure?
I'll show you. If there's enough power in my wrist visiphone, it's tuned to my sister's video purse. See? They let Astro be locked up, and they don't even care about me.
Wait! What's this? Who's that?
Thank God, Mrs. J. Run away! Elroy! Astro! We've got to find them!
My boy! My dog!
Wait, everybody! I'm here! They're gone! I lost them. They do care about me and Astro. I want to go home.
Yeah, me too, Elroy.
Ah, you drove the point home, son. Now you know how we feel.
There, there. Get a grip on yourself.
I hate to be grasping at straws, but there is hope up there.
It's a splinter of a chance.
True, but he might be the only one who can help you.
Who is he?
He is the old hermit inventor who lives on the junk pile. He invented the robots, the ones who are out of control. He calls himself the Saturn Trash Stasher.
Saturn Trash Stasher?
He's cranky as a rusty hen.
Sometimes he comes unglued.
He's got a heart like cold steel.
And cobwebs in his brain.
But can he help me get back to my family?
If you're as tough as nails.
Huh? If your head's screwed on right.
If you bristle up, be brave.
All right, then. Let's go.
Let's go.
Come on, Astro.
I am the Trash Stasher. I want to be alone.
I am Elroy Jetson. I ran away, but now I want to go home, and they told me that you could help us.
Go away! I don't have time for little boys and their dog! Don't you know, little boy? Once you're here, there's no going back!
But...
Now leave me alone! You should have known! You're stuck here till you're grown! You'll never go home!
Tried to warn you. Trash Stasher is as rotten as wormwood.
I was afraid that old man would blow a gasket.
He's mean.
You're a pretty brave boy, Elroy.
Brave, maybe, but not very smart to run away from my family. Now I don't know what to do. I've got to try again. Please, Mr. Stasher, listen to me. Hey, maybe you'll do a favor for me if I do a favor for you.
Nobody ever does a favor for Trash Stasher.
I'll do anything to get us home.
Well, anything.
Anything? If you do anything, do this. Bring me the Wicked Wrench of the West.
Wrench?
The Wicked Wrench of the West?
Here, take this for good luck.
This? For luck? It's a piece of junk.
You have to go back to the Junk Danger Zone and capture the Wicked Wrench of the West! You'll need lots of luck!
Easy, Astro. This is an old rubber tube. We must be getting close.
Does your nose smell something, my beauty?
I don't see a thing out there.
Are you nervous, Nozzle? Were those trespassers too nosy for you? There, there, my pretty. We know what to do with intruders. We get revenge.
I've spotted them.
That's using your head.
Oh, no.
We'll rust.
Rust?
Go, Astro.
Looks like I'll be for a while.
Now I remember. In science class. Help me, Gullis.
I can handle you. I'll scatter your straw to the wind.
Let go.
What's that?
I made an electromagnet.
Oh, apprehended!
Thanks to my lucky electric horseshoe.
We nailed him good.
Yeah, a clean sweep.
Oh, no, they've come back. They did it. Now what am I going to do?
I'm the trash stasher, and I'm...
We were lucky, Mr. Stasher. Get away from that door. I mean...
Get away from that door!
Mr. Stasher, you've just been acting mean.
Oh, I'm afraid you got me there, little man.
We did what you said.
We brought back your robots.
Now it's your turn, Mr. Stasher.
I'm afraid you're all going to be disappointed. I'm not who you think I am. I started out okay. I had everything. My tools, my inventions. They were like my friends, my family.
You made life miserable for all of us.
Yes, but don't you remember? You were all declared useless, old-fashioned, obsolete. Nobody cared. I couldn't stand it anymore, so I ran away.
Hey, that's what we did.
Yeah, we did.
My feelings were hurt. I decided I'll show them, so I ran away. I let my inventions run wild. I didn't care. Nobody cared.
I'd care if you hadn't turned into such a grouch.
You're just feeling sorry for yourself.
She's right. I realize that now, but now it's too late.
Too late? Why?
I came here to hide myself away. I was too proud to go back. This junk zone was my hideaway, my refuge. But now it's become my trap.
Trap?
And now, unlucky for you, it'll be your trap, too.
You mean we're never going to get back home?
Keep your head high, Elroy. It'll be all right.
Don't let it tear you apart. We'll be friends forever.
We can be like your family.
Family. Family. I want my family.
Now, maybe if you wish hard enough.
Wake up, Elroy.
Astro, where are we?
Elroy! Astro!
At last we found you.
Elroy, are you all right?
We were so worried. You've been gone so long.
I'm so glad we found you, son. And Astro, too.
I must have been dreaming, but it seems so real.
Finally, an end to all this bother. Why, that little boy has caused us to waste an hour of our program.
You and your precious program.
I must have fallen asleep in all that junk.
Junk? I'll say, Elroy. Look here. A hammer, pliers, and this wrench.
Trash! All trash! We're modern here. We have no use for that old junk.
I have use for it.
Oh?
I think you need a new program.
I feel so much better now. I'm so relieved that young Elroy is all right.
All you needed was a little tune-up.
There's been a change in the rules. From now on, little boys and dogs... and all pets will be allowed to play together at Club Mellowstar.
I told you we were all going to have a wonderful vacation.